Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There was an exchange you may have missed in the TNT broadcast last night. It was Stan Van Gundy and, well, the exchange actually was between Stan Van Gundy and Kevin Durant. And they brought it up in the broadcast last night because Van Gundy was the was doing color commentary. And the whole thing started with Van Gundy making a comment about players, it was sort of about load management, right?
So he tweeted, this is Stan Van Gundy, 90s NBA teams had just a trainer and strength coach. They practiced more often and harder and played more back-to-backs. Teams now have huge medical and performance staffs and value rest over practice, yet injuries and games missed are way up. Something's not working, to which Kevin Durant responded, Stan spitting. And that's where this whole report from Chris Haynes came from on the broadcast last night.
So that was a funny Twitter exchange that happened a few days ago, maybe it was yesterday, featuring our guy Stan Van Gundy. He was basically criticizing the way the medical resources of the past was limited for NBA teams, but yet players still played back-to-backs. Kevin Durant weighed in, replied, said Stan is spitting. Stan Van Gundy saw it, and he responded, no. I'm not criticizing.
Well, I know I'm not spitting.
I'm saying that we need to get something right. Everything is wrong. What's going on with the way we train players? Kevin Durant came back in and said, "Stan, I agree with you." Laugh out loud. Then Felipe jumped in and explained.
Hang on.
Spitting.
Who's Felipe? Where did Felipe come from?
Felipe just came out of nowhere and had to weigh in on
Kevin
that.
Durant's talking and Stan Van Gundy is responding, and then out here's Felipe. Like, wait, who's Felipe? I like that.
And explain. Spitting means you're speaking facts, Stan.
Yeah, they
Stan's
had to
response. I had no idea.
I did have no idea, Chris. Look, my defense is I'm old, really, really old.
He is pretty old. Stan Van Gundy, old guy. Yeah, when someone's spitting, they're spitting facts. Like, this guy is, I agree with what this guy's saying. And that's what he was saying.
Thanks for the definition.
Stan's like, I was not spitting. I didn't spit.
It was so wholesome. Like, it warmed my heart to see that.
Are there...
And Kevin Durant's, no, I'm with you. I am with you on this, Stan.
I'm with you, man.
Durant goes, Stan's spitting. And then Stan Van Gundy goes, no, I'm not criticizing players. I'm saying that we are getting something wrong in how we prepare and train players. We can't do anything about injuries like yours. He fell on your leg. But all of these groin hamstring injuries, et cetera, shouldn't be happening as much as they are. And Durant's like, Stan, I agree with you.
With you. Spitting means I am with you. Made me think of the conversation we had with Brian Scalabrine the other day, where we were talking about how Tatum joked that he was going to have to fight with Brad Stevens about his hurt fingers and maybe missing time for that. And he was like, well, there's, you know, somewhere between 15 and 20 sports science. I don't know if you'd even call them doctors, but like professionals who are deciding on everybody's availability.
Do you think a doctor would be happy if those guys were called doctors?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, doctors have a problem with like somebody who's a doctor of anthropology because they have a PhD being called doctor.
Yeah.
They don't like
Dr. Dre or, you know, Dr. J, any of the fake doctors, not cool with that. Doctors are very touchy about that stuff. Like, great, you went to school for a long time. Good for you. Anyway, 617-779-7937. Yeah, I have a problem with them being all
they
snooty.
Save lives.
That's great. Save all the lives
fix
you want.
Your children.
That doesn't mean you get to be all uppity about it.
I
when
think
someone
it actually
is,
does.
No, I actually don't think so. You can be a doctor and be cool about it instead of being like, hey, you can't call yourself a doctor. I'm
hashtag
a doctor.
Not all doctors.
Not all doctors, sure.
My dad was like that. He never once. My mother would always correct. No. It's not Mister. It's Doctor. My dad's like, whatever. I don't care.
That's how I feel. Right? I don't like it when people start telling you got to call me this. You got to call me Doctor. Like,
look, my defense is I'm old.
I don't have to call you Doctor. I don't even know you. I'll call my doctor Doctor. Some random guy just Doctor.
You don't just say Doctor like,
Fred.
Hey, Larry.
No.
Where did Doc Rivers go to medical school? Come on.
That's right. Pretty sure he's not even a doctor.
Nickname.
Call him Glenn.
Have you been hit by a phrase or a comment like that and you didn't know what it meant and you ended up looking stupid? Like, that's definitely happened to me.
I'm definitely at the point now where that happens to me. I can't think at the top of my head of one where I've been so embarrassed that I didn't know it.
I got one.
What is it?
No cap.
No cap.
No cap. First time I saw no cap, I was like, what the hell does this mean? And it's not even no cap spelled out. It's no blue hat emoji. And then I went into the genesis of this, and it somehow tied into Hey Arnold, which was a cartoon show which was on when I was a kid.
That's where it came from?
Apparently, I think that's where it came from. If we go to the great resource that is urbandictionary.com, I think they have the genesis of no cap. But, I mean, I grew up with that show. I don't understand why I don't know this, but I know the first time I saw it, I'm like, I don't understand what this means. Apparently, it means I'm not lying.
I think I'm probably more guilty of just saying stuff that's really outdated. You know,
yeah.
Like that, where I probably sound like an extreme nerd to people who are in their early 20s or the teens, but everybody sounds like a nerd to the teens. So I'm not self-conscious.
I'll tell you.
Is there something that TikTok language that you don't know?
Well, I don't know anything on TikTok. I'm not on TikTok. And I refuse to get on now. And eventually it's going to get banned. So it doesn't matter anyway. But I remember when drip became a thing. Everyone started talking about drip, and I was like, what? what's that?
Well, there's drip, and then there's fit, and they're different.
Right. The fit and the drip are two different things, but I remember, people were just, look at the drip. Oh. Wow, check out the drip, and I was like, well, I don't know what I'm looking for.
You know what I didn't know what it was? What was? Mm-hmm. Simp.
Simp.
Someone was talking about simping.
I still don't understand
And I didn't know
that.
what it means. It means that you're, just
a lot of your Twitter followers
groveling to someone. No,
basically, yes.
I have something that's the opposite. I don't know what that is.
You have lots of simps. Come on. I've been caught in the crossfire of your mentions
a
before
simp crossfire.
And there are simps in there. There are 100% simps in there. If assuming I'm
Simpsons there?
The Simpsons are there.
There's
yes.
a lot of Simpsons gifts.
I like crossfire.
I know I'm old too, but I know what simps are, and you got simps. I'm
My
sorry.
My sneeze is vibing.
I don't like the vibe thing. I'm over the vibe thing. I made a list.
You're
of
over
this
chill
with,
vibes.
Yeah, I made
chill
a list of this
only.
With Mutt a year ago of phrases that I don't want to be. It's just Instagram language to me is what it is. Like vibes only or vibin or big yikes or what's the one that I keep seeing right now? It's giving.
Yeah,
girl,
what is that?
It's giving blank means this conversation is stupid. I don't want to have this conversation anymore because I hate this language so much.
I'm just going to play this for all of us. I don't know what the kids like. I don't understand them anymore.
Everyone started saying low key and high key all the time. That's high key
that
something.
A,
that's
that
low
was a
key.
Long time ago.
This is high key, stupid. You're low key, dumb. You know what I mean? That became a big thing. But I got that.
I
went over my head. I didn't understand it. You know?
I still say on the DL. keep this on the DL.
Keep it on the DL, guys.
This is on the down low.
There you go. Stan Van Gundy, Megan Ottolini, Christian Arcand, old and out of touch.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.